Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, and also out of Jeremiah. First, out of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 35. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls. And then out of Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, we've read before, most of us are familiar with, powerful passage, which reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." You know, there's no doubt in my mind that despite all the uncertainties of the last few months, this morning would be ushering in a brand new day full of opportunities and blessings, and it's done that. The question will be for you and for me is, will we see them? And then, what will we do with them? The journey of the past few months has been unlike anything that we've ever experienced before. Days of darkness and death, uncertainty, isolation, heartache, and anger. And you can add your own adverbs and adjectives for quite a while and quite a long list, I'm sure. But as this morning breaks, it does so, as it always does, with the absolute promise of hope, opportunity, and unlimited potential within us and before us. The potential which God planted within us for good, to do good, and to impact the lives and the world around us. And yet the day also comes with some of us, and I can be included in that list at times, still carrying around a bag full of shortcomings, failings, guilt, struggles with others. And we carry it on our backs, lug it around, add to it as we go along, or let others add to it. And we also carry within it too many regrets from missed opportunities and unfulfilled potential. Potential which is unfulfilled, not just because we have tried and simply have come up short or failed, but often because we shrank back, as the writer of Hebrews warns against. Shrank back from trying to reach for all that we can be. Maybe we're afraid we'd fail, or we'd be embarrassed or criticized by others if we reached out, so we didn't reach out at all. And the inevitable and sad result of that, of shrinking back, of giving into fear, is failure every time. And as a result, we end up living less of the legacy we were created to live and to leave on this earth, in the lives of others. Never fully seeing, believing, or reaching all the potential God placed in us. It's the saddest of moments when life is lived less than it should have been. And as a result, we experience less than we could have been, and the world gets less than God intended it to get through the impact of your life and mine. The scripture by the writer of Hebrews is talking about those who lose confidence in the promises of God, those who shrink back in their faith from all that God has promised them, who never experience all the promises of God for their lives. Promises we embrace in God's word where he says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans for hope and a future. Promises assuring us that no matter what is going on in our lives, in our nation and world around us, no matter the highs and the lows, the desperation we feel at times, the hopes and the trials, God is always at work for our good, helping us to write the story of our lives. Each of us has a story to write with the journey of our lives. It's a story that God had in mind when he created us, when he knit us in the womb, as it says in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, a story which is meant to have an impact for good in the world and to leave a legacy that only we can leave, only you can leave, and only I can leave. A story which we will all live out, leaving a legacy that will have our name on it. I wonder how that story will read one day about you and about me. What will that legacy be? A story that at times has our better angels positively advancing God's purpose in our lives, but fighting with our demons, those things from our past, our failures and fallings that try to knock us off course, each fighting, angels against demons, battling for our hearts and for our lives. A story which needs to leave the past in the past and realizes that what's important now is how we write the rest of our story, beginning today, right now, for the rest of our lives. And as we write those stories, we will face walls and rivers, mountains and valleys stronger and faster and higher and longer than anything we've ever experienced before. Trust me, I know. I've been there, still there. Maybe like those in the past few months that we've all experienced together, coming at us time after time and something after something, over and over. And the key to writing our best story through all that we face will be how we handle those things, how we handle those obstacles that we confront along the way. What will your response be? Will you shrink back? Will you quit? Will you throw your hands in the air and surrender? Or will you remember that you have the power of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords within you, who says to you, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Will someone who is watching us or reading the pages of our story later be able to see that we believed, pushed through, beyond and around anything we confronted with every ounce of our being? Or will they read a story that shows that we shrank back, that we quit as we faced what was before us? While Prime Minister of England, after his courageous leadership, which was instrumental in a victorious end to World War II, Winston Churchill accepted an invitation to speak at the commencement exercises at Cambridge University in England. After a long and beautiful introduction, Churchill stood up to address the group of students, parents, and other guests and faculty who were assembled. He leaned over the podium toward the microphone to offer them his thoughts on this special occasion in their lives as they prepared to step into the uncertainties of a world beyond their diplomas. They were on the edge of their seats, ready to hang on every word this great statesman leader would share with them. After looking back and forth across the array of faces that were gathered, he cleared his throat and began, "Never give up. Never, never, never." He then sat down, finished. He had said all he came to say. He had said enough. He really had said it all. You will be questioned, my friends. You will be challenged and attacked. You will slip, fall, and lose. You will miss shots, strike out, and drop passes. You will hit the ball in the water. You will fail. Attacks and distractions will come directly, subtly, internally, and externally. You will have moments where you are sure that you can't move on, that you believe that you can't get to where you should go. So what will you do? Will you press on through all of that or not? Will we view tomorrow with excitement and anticipation, looking forward to the opportunities to do great things and become all we were created to be, to write a remarkable story of our lives, to leave the legacy that only we can leave? Or will we just give in and accept what was before as what is today and what will be tomorrow? In our better moments, we know that God has given us a gift of this life to use for His glory, for our good, and to positively impact the world around us. Never has it been needed more than today. What we tend to forget, though, my friends, in the busyness of each day, is that we only have one time around to live it, and time is short. We aren't promised tomorrow, but each day is ours, now, to write the story of our lives and live the legacy that only we can live and leave in the world around us. How will that story read? What will that legacy be? It's all yours, and it's all up to you to write, to live, and to leave. Our one life, our one story, our one legacy with God. What will it be? Don't shrink from it. Don't waste a moment of it. write it well. God will be with you as together you write each page. So start fresh today and every day. He's got you. That's his promise. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this simple reminder that you created us to leave a legacy here, to have an impact, to write a story that only we can write with you. Help us to realize that, to push on through whatever we face, together to be a force of good in the world with others and with you in the lead, to be all we can be, to write the story of our lives that you created us to live so that we might have a positive impact, an impact for good in this world with you, hand in hand with you, leading us through. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us, and help us, Lord, no matter what we face, to never give up, never, never, never to move forward with you. In your son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.